This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer. A free-for-all Friday.
You're asking to hear something I don't want to say. But if I do say it, I think you ought to hear it.
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
All right, then you asked for it.
Yes, we did. So lay it on us. Free-for-all Friday means you set the tone. Here is Libby Znaimer.
Good afternoon and welcome to this free-for-all Friday. And as you heard in Bob's news and since Tuesday, I think the big topic is going to be that so-called pilot project of scanners forcing you to scan a receipt if you self-check out at Loblaw, or the gate will hem you in and you won't be able to leave. What do you think of that? Demanding to see a receipt, you haven't done anything wrong. There's no necessarily suspicion that you've done anything wrong, but that is what they want to do. And apparently it's just a pilot project at four locations, but a lot more than that. A couple of Loblaws in my neighborhood, they have the gates, and there's no use for the gates at the moment. You just self-check out and walk out of the gate. So I think the gates are there for a reason, and the reason is the scanners are coming. You know, a lot of people, myself included, have self-checkout issues to begin with. You know, they're automating it. They're putting it on the customer to do the work that was done by a cashier, and cashiers will be laid off, have already been laid off because of this. Is this a good thing? And why should I give my labor to Galen Weston? And I have a couple of stories about StuffBot at Loblaw, but I'm going to wait until I get to those. We also had news about class action lawsuits against private nursing homes going ahead. And of course, this week we marked the fourth anniversary of COVID. So it is very timely. And a lot of us really just want to get past it, not think about it, but remember how horrible it was at the beginning and how our elders in long-term care really bore the brunt of this and had the most deaths. And they died often in horrible circumstances. They were left and not cared for. And remember, the military came in and wrote a scathing report. And the worst instances of this were in privately owned long-term care homes. And ironically, some of the worst actors, well, they have just got permission, leases, whatever they're called, to build more nursing homes, to have permission to do this work for 30 years. Is that a good idea? And back to the kind of gossip level, we had Kategate first thing this week. Because of all the speculation, because she hadn't been seen, she issued a photo of her with her three children. The photo turned out to be heavily photoshopped, which did not quell the conspiracy theories about what's happening with Kate, but increase them. The photo was pulled by all the major news agencies. And now suddenly all the tabloid press is talking about speculation about William having an affair with an aristocratic woman who looks an awful lot like Kate. They've named her. Her name is Rose something or other. So what do you think of that? I mean, it's amazing that our fascination with the royal family does not abate. But there you have it. And the numbers to call, 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. And of course, we can also talk about whatever you want to talk about. Let us begin with Jerry and Markham. Hi, Jerry.
Good afternoon, Libby.
Nice. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Nice to talk to you again. Well, In 2 weeks' time, our federal government is about to launch what I would refer to as an April Fool's joke on the Canadian public, also known as the carbon tax. And curiously enough, all 25 sitting MPs in the Toronto area are members of the Liberal Party. And I challenge my fellow Zoomers to contact the ones at least living in Toronto, to contact their local member within the next couple of weeks, and pointedly put a question to them and ask them, do you know where you'll be working in 2025? Because it won't be in Ottawa. And
Interesting that Doug Ford told Justin Trudeau that he was going to be, quote, annihilated if he didn't get rid of the carbon tax. There are all kinds of other reasons, but I think you're right that a lot of the jobs of those Liberal MPs are in jeopardy. And we started to see some of them announce that they are not running again. And I think some of that, at least some of that, has to do with the showing in the polls, which is dismal. Let's go to Maxine in Milton. Hi, Maxine.
Hello, Libby. Thank you for taking my call.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so since it's Free for All Friday, I want to talk about the travel advisory to Jamaica that is on the Canadian website.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Jamaica for 2 months, starting in December. I spent the first month in Montego Bay and the second month in Negril. And I have seen more violence in Toronto in 1 week than I saw there in those 2 months. So I think that travel advisory is very misleading, and I think it should be looked into.
There are some other travel advisories that people are questioning, one of them being Bermuda, and the word was that there were some random killings in the street. But, and you point out very correctly, this has been an incredibly violent few weeks here in Toronto. It got me wondering, you know, what the heck is going on here?
Right.
Okay, Maxine, thanks for that. Let us go to Victor in Etobicoke. Hello, Victor.
Hi, Libby. How you doing?
Fine.
Okay, listen, I was wondering, the disease that Margaret Trudeau has is bipolar disorder. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, because... I was talking to a doctor, okay, I'm not going to mention his name, and he says Trudeau's got the same thing. That's why he's talking so funny, and he's mumbling, he forgets.
Okay, you know what, I'm going to stop you, because you can't diagnose people like that, and that's just, you know, that's almost, frankly, libelous, so... You know, people have even said stuff about what they think Donald Trump has, but you can't diagnose people. And, you know, you might not agree with Trudeau. You might dislike Trudeau. A lot of people do. But to say that he's got some kind of mental disorder, well, I think that's crossing the line. So we're going to leave that the way it is. So, again... A lot to talk about this week. We have this class action suit against the nursing homes, against half a dozen private nursing homes where the worst deaths occurred. We've got Kategate, and now the tabloids are full of this speculation that her husband, Prince William, is having an affair. One thing that I saw even said there are divorce rumors, which is, I don't know, you kind of have to feel for her. She had some surgery. She's not disclosing what. And she's been off. And there are all these conspiracy theories. and all kinds of things going on the internet, and now this. I mean, that would be really embarrassing. And of course, we have this situation with grocery checkouts. What do you think? There are some people who are even questioning whether it is legal to demand to see the receipt if there is no probable cause for suspicion. Apparently, that as long as you let people know it is legal. In the pilot project, I don't think they did let people know originally. And there were some people who left without showing their receipt and they triggered alarms and it was all very embarrassing. But in this case, they would probably have to put signs somewhere. And they do this at Costco, but Costco is membership based. You pay to be a member, and it is in the terms of Costco that they are going to check your receipt on the way out. So the numbers to call, 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. And, this is just one aspect of self-checkout, in my opinion. What do you think about self-checkout? There are a lot fewer cashiers on duty in places where they have self-checkout. And they sometimes, or they almost always, have a person in the area to help you. But I kind of resent the fact that the grocery store is laying off or not hiring enough people, and they expect me to do the work. And that is to scan all the items, and also some of them involves weighing. I refuse to weigh it. If I'm at a self-checkout for whatever reason, I'm not buying anything that has to be weighed, because that is not my job, and I don't want to take the job away from some cashier. So tell me what you think about that. We see more and more and more of these self-checkouts, and I think that a lot of the things that go along with them are going to be more invasive. On the other hand, there is a big increase in theft, and part of the reason for the increase in theft is that groceries are just so expensive. And we are seeing certain products have huge increases. And now the price of cocoa has skyrocketed, and we're heading into Easter. So those bunnies that your children or grandchildren love, well, they are going probably almost 100% likely to go up. Let's go to Liz in Toronto. Hi, Liz.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Good. I'm just not quite clear what the deal is with the Loblaws insisting on seeing receipts. I don't know what the legal issue is. Costco's been doing it since they started, and nobody's ever complained.
Well, as I said, Costco is membership-based, and when you sign up for Costco, it's in the agreement. So apparently it's legal. If
and when you sign up for Costco,
Liz, you've got to turn down your radio. You've got an echo there. The radio people, when you call in, you can't have the radio on because there's a delay and there's a big echo. So, Liz, as I was saying, they have to inform you. And when these things first started in the four spots, they didn't inform anybody, and people set off alarms. What do you think of that?
Well, I just don't know, why is it illegal? Like, to use the word illegal,
it's not illegal if they inform you, but there are privacy issues. Because if you haven't done anything wrong, quote, why do they have the right not to let you out of the building? Because that's how it works. You scan your receipt, and if you don't scan your receipt, the gate that they have there isn't going to open. And that's how people set off alarms.
It's not a person that you just show it to.
No.
I haven't been there. Okay. I just didn't understand what the issue was. Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I am looking at the clock, and it is time for our first break. I'm going to give the numbers out again before we go to break. 416-360-0740. Toll free 1-866-740-4740. We haven't talked about this terrible situation in Haiti. And there are thousands of Canadians who were there. Most of the embassy was evacuated. And some people are asking Canada to lead up an international mission. We've heard so much about how undersupplied our military is. We don't spend much money on the military. So what do you think of that? And we've been intervening in Haiti for a long time. The situation there is very dire. We're going to take a break and we will talk about whatever you want to talk about when we're back.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer.
When one considers the meaning of life, it is a struggle between alternative viewpoints of life itself.
A free-for-all Friday.
And without the ability to defend one's own viewpoint against other, perhaps more aggressive ideologies, then reasonableness and moderation could quite simply disappear.
Name your topic and be as deep as you like, as long as there's a point in there somewhere. Here is Libby Znaimer.
Welcome back to this Free for All Friday, and I'm going to get right to the phones. And there's some people who want to talk about Loblaw. We've got David in Toronto. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you. I am really disgusted with this move by Loblaws to start making you, gating your checkout after you've done all the work for them. And they are laying off staff, as you say. They're making huge profits. And I've decided I'm going to vote with my feet. I am not going to shop at any Galen West store again, period.
Okay, well, they own a lot of banners. So, you know, you have to, I mean, it's convenient if you have the others, the competition in your neighborhood.
Oh, well, definitely we do.
Okay.
And the other thing is, I haven't shopped at Shoppers Drug for years because their prices are unbelievable.
Yeah, a lot of them are. They put things on sale occasionally, as does Loblaw. But those prices are pretty darn high. Thank you, David, for that. Let us go to Lynn in Little Britain. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, how are you, Libby?
I'm fine. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Concerning the same topic, you know, there's lots of things in society that we have to go through. I'm thinking maybe of, a stop check, you know, for the police when they're checking for drinking and driving. You haven't done anything wrong, but you're obliged to stop, to give up your information, and for them to check and make sure that you haven't cheated. And the bottom line is, if people cheat, there has to be something there, some way.
If they cheat at the grocery store, I mean, the other thing is, it's not going to deter a lot because you can scan your receipt, but there's not going to be somebody there going through everything in your bag to see if you scanned everything, right?
Oh, right.
So,
well, then what's
people,
the point?
Well, exactly. I mean, some people say it's just the fact that it's there is going to be a deterrent. But and some of the stuff, I mean, saying that it's organized crime, first of all, I don't know how that would deter organized crime. But, I think that's a bit much.
Well, there needs to be another step there, I guess, with a person that can check against what's in your bag. And another thing, if people don't want to go through a self-checkout and go through all that, then use the cashier. And if everybody did that, maybe those cashiers would be able to keep their jobs, you know?
That's a good plan. But in the meantime, if you've been in the supermarket and you're in a hurry and there you've got a cart full of stuff and there's one cashier with a huge lineup, there's not an incentive to do that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, I just wanted to say that we do go through all kinds of checks and balances because there is that element of cheating in society.
Yeah. That's true. Thank you. And apparently shoplifting is up when it comes to groceries, and things are so expensive. People are struggling. They can't afford it. And I have to say, the last time I was in a pharmacy, I pulled out a few boxes. I was buying some Advil or something. And they were opened by people and stuck back on the shelf. I don't know if somebody opened it and took a pill and then put it back. But there were not quite a few things, but there were two or three things that I was about to get, and they had been opened with shoplifting or a part shoplifting. I don't know. Let us go to Rob in Toronto. Hi, Rob.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Wanted to talk about the Loblaws thing, and I definitely agree with you, Libby. I mean, this is the company that, for the last little while, has got itself in a lot of hot water, making record profits, charging a premium for most of their vendors. They lowered the discount from 50 to 30% and then reversed that, then caught bread price fixing. You had the Heinz ketchup scandal where they took the French's off the market. They got into a war with Frito-Lay over their chips because they had already raised the prices. It's just really interesting. And now that Shoppers is going through some of the same things. And of course, you'll remember when Manulife tried to make a deal with Loblaws where they would be the sole carrier for certain drugs.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, you can see there's a lot going on at play here. But then if you watch Walmart, they seem to be going in a different direction. And they're starting to open up their cashiers and close the self-checkouts. So it's an interesting course of action that they're taking, but I don't know whether it's going to be a successful one because they're going to cause a lot of resentment, that's for sure.
Yeah, and in Britain, they even have opened some slow lanes, and it's for people, say, who don't have a, people who are somewhat socially isolated and they don't come into contact with people and they want to chat with the cashiers. So they have special slow lanes. And I think there will be a backlash. And I don't think that these self-checkouts are a blanket solution. I mean, if I buy one or two things, which is usually does not happen, and I'm in a hurry, I don't mind a self-checkout. But otherwise, as I said, it bugs me. Thank you. Okay, let us see who is waiting here. Marianne in North York. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine, people. I am fine. You don't have to ask me how I am.
Okay.
And I hope you're fine, too. What's on your mind?
I am. So I was a retail investigator for 48 years. Started at College Street when I was all the age of 18. And probably did every store in the city, Winners, Eaton's, the Bay, you name it, I've been there.
So what's a retail? Sorry, what's in it? What is that? What does a retail investigator?
A retail investigator is you're in plain clothes, and all you do is watch the monitors. You watch people come into the store, their activities. You walk amongst them. You look like a shopper. You watch. They shoplift. My job is to arrest them, bring them to the office, call the police, and they are trespassed. And either charged for the, it depends what the merchandise is that they've stolen.
Yes.
So what's going on with these stores, you have all the security guards or whatever checking people that are purchasing stuff. You have one retail investigator trying to take care of a warehouse, the size of a warehouse, one person. Instead, what they should be doing is put 7 or 8 undercover people and swarm the back of that store. It doesn't make sense what they're doing because they're all innocent people that they're checking. So I just bought it. I get 5 feet. Oh, I want to check your receipt. And that's with the cashier doing it for me. It doesn't make sense at all. Not at all.
Yeah, but even with this thing, right? So you can be at a self-checkout and they can check your receipt, and maybe you scanned five things out of eight things or something. But if it's a machine doing it, they're not going to go through and check every bag. They're just, it's way too time consuming. They need way too many people. So I don't even see that this is the most effective thing.
Yeah, and you know what? 60%, I would even say higher. My shoplifters, for all those years, they had BMWs sitting in the parking lot, you name it, and it was, they all had money on them. So, you know what? You're honest. You're not going to go in and shoplift, plain and simple.
Yeah, thanks for that, though. I think that there are a lot of people who now cannot afford the basics, and they keep getting more expensive. So I think we need to show a little bit of compassion in that situation. Let's go to George and Markham. Hello, George.
Hi, Libby. How are you? First of all, let me commend you for the superb show you are conducting, or whatever you call it. And we love you for promoting free speech and dialogues. And God bless you, and God bless your organization.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, in terms of these self-checkouts, you know what? People have a choice to go to self-checkouts. They have a choice to go to cashier checkouts. And the cashier checks everything, every individual item before she charges you, and she gives you a legitimate receipt, and nobody complains about it. So if you want to go to self-checkout and you're an honest person, why do you worry if they want to check your receipt? First. Secondly, we shop at Costco, for example, and there's a lady or a gentleman at the door. They check our receipt. Nobody complains. And they also have checkouts, and they also receipts. They check those receipts. So the people who come in and they, like the gentleman about two, three calls before, oh, I'm not going to shop again at Loblaws, I'm not going to shop again at that or that. What, is he going to starve because his ego is bruised? No, I believe that people have a choice. They can do whatever they want to stop complaining. And just
okay.
Because this thing with the self-checkouts, maybe it's going to vanish or whatever, but let the process take its course. And that's my thought, you know?
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. It's true. We do have a choice. We do have a choice. But as I said, a lot of times use the self-checkout because there's one cashier or maybe two with a very long line. Let's go to Shell in Kingston. Hello, Shell.
Hi, Libby. Thanks for taking my call. I want to speak about self-checkouts. Personally, I avoid them like the plague. And now if they're going to want me to go through and then I don't have the receipt or I wish not to show it and now they're going to lock me in, I find that highly offensive. And I don't want to work for free. All the people are, the cashiers are losing their jobs, but I don't see Loblaw's prices going down.
No.
And the other thing is, if you want to avoid Loblaw's, they own any other brands, you better have a list in your hand so you can remember how many you have to avoid in order to avoid them.
Well, exactly. I mean, we don't have enough grocery competition in this country. And the competitors to Loblaws also have a lot of brands. So you really can't get away from this unless you are lucky enough, like I am, to live near a great independent grocery store, which has fabulous service and a great selection, and it is very expensive. And because of the recent droughts or whatever, it's gotten more expensive, but it's no more expensive than Loblaw. So there you go. There just isn't a lot of choice. And I hear from people who even like Loblaw say that No Frills, for instance, there are good prices there. I don't have one near us, so that's not really an option. But yep, you are absolutely right. Thank you for your call. Let us go to Doreen in Kingston. Hi, Doreen.
Well, hello, Libby. I guess you're getting as tired as I am of people saying, oh, how are you?
Okay, yes, I'm fine. Believe me, I'm fine. Thank you, people.
Yeah, but, you know, they listen to the radio and everybody comes on and says, how are you? I said, oh, my God, how can she tolerate that? But anyways, I want to say about Loblaws, thought they were going to save money by putting in those self-checkouts. And it's costing them more for theft, and now they're going to add those machines in. And personally, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I would just scan my receipt and keep on going. But their purpose was to save money. So between the thefts and installing new machines, they're not saving anything. So why don't they just go back to cashiers?
Well, I'm not sure if they're not saving anything. And it's not just the scanners, it's the gates. Because as I said, I was wondering, why is there a gate here? When the way the gate was programmed, there was no scanner where I was. So you just walked out of the gate. So I was wondering about that. And then I'm thinking, well, if it's really a pilot project, do they really install gates in a bunch of retail stores if they weren't planning on using these things for sure?
Right.
Anyway.
The other thing I wanted to say was I talked to one of the people scanning the machines in another grocery store yesterday. And I said, well, what happens if you catch somebody? She says, we do on a daily basis. I said, well, what happens? She said, all we can do is say, are you going to pay for that? And if they laugh at you and turn around and walk away, you can't do anything.
Yep.
She said,
yep.
For their own safety, they can't do anything about it anyways.
That's an interesting point. Thank you for that. And let us go to Brenda. And Brenda is in Pelham. Hi, Brenda in Pelham.
Hello, Libby. It's great to be talking to you. I've been listening to the free choice subjects, and I'm really happy to hear you talking about that, because I believe that people have a free choice to shop in a different store if they choose to. And they also have a choice to, you know, we have a choice to set up some days where perhaps everybody goes to the checkout and waits in line, even if we create a line out the end of the store, rather than go to the self-checkout, if that's what we're the message we're trying to give. And I think we need to stop talking about it and do something about it, if that's really strongly on your heart and your mind. Like, we need to stand up and start doing something about it.
Okay, an interesting thought. Thank you, Brenda. Okay, let us go to Richard in Etobicoke. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Libby. First time caller.
Oh, I don't have my bell. I'm so sorry. I go ding, ding, ding.
Yes, I'd just like to talk a little bit about traffic. I think it was one of the news programs a few days ago. We have the distinction of being the worst traffic in North America. And we're actually only the fourth largest city in North America, behind Mexico City, New York City, Los Angeles, and then Toronto. And I think part of the reason, well, there's several reasons, but and any improvement that we have, we seem to try to get rid of it. For example, I remember a few years ago, and I can't remember why, but they had some reason that they were doing it. They wanted to get rid of the pull-in lanes for buses. I think it was because the TTC, they wanted the TTC to be responsible for plowing them rather than the city or something like that. It was some silly reason. So having buses now is no more advantageous than having streetcars, because when the bus stops, the traffic stops because they can't
pull off. You bet. Traffic is really a frustrating thing. Thank you for that. Looking at the clock, it is time for another break. On the other side of the break, we will take more of your calls and your comments on this Free for All Friday. Before we go, the numbers, 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer. A free-for-all Friday. Step up, say your piece, and we promise not to interrupt. Just be lively about it. We have a lot of listeners hanging on your every word. Here is Libby Znaimer.
Welcome back to this Free For All Friday. And a lot of people out there still want to talk about Loblaws. So let's do that. Margaret in Etobicoke. Hello, Margaret.
Hi, Libby. I'm a blind person, so I'm picturing these gates that you've been describing, you know, closing and locking until you show the receipt. But I just had a question, and I'm not just sure how to word it, but you'll understand what I mean. Does that not equal to enforceable illegal confinement, right? Like I don't know what the... Maybe we're splitting hairs, but I just kind of wondered that.
That is a question that some people have. So the legal explanations that I've heard is that as long as they inform you that that's the situation, it's legal, that's referring to the scanners. I don't know about the gate because they're not letting you out of the gate. I think that's a very good question, but according to the legal explanations, I've heard that as long as they tell you in advance and you have the option, I guess, not to go in there. But I think that's an issue.
Yeah, I do, too. Well, that's all I wanted to ask. So have a great day and have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye. Let us go to Rick in Wasaga Beach. Hi, Rick.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking the call.
Go ahead.
I think that corporations are going to do what they see is best for their bottom line. In the meantime, they give you the sense of having a choice. I remember when we were sold on the idea of pumping your own gas and saving over full service. Well, how many full service gas stations are there now versus pump your own? And when you're pumping your own now, you've got an option to put a credit card onto the machine and not even have to go inside to pay. How long before the only way you're going to get gas is by prepaying?
Yeah, we all do that. We all do that.
And we don't seem to have a problem with it because over the years, we've just become accustomed that it's really much easier to do that, not recognizing that we've lost a lot of what we valued in service. I think it's going to be the same with grocery stores.
Well, yeah, the difference, though, is that these gas stations, they have these convenience stores, and I think they make a lot of money selling the stuff they sell in the stores attached to the gas. So I don't, and there's only one person in any of these at any given time, at least the ones that I see. So I don't think they're going to get rid of that because they're selling that stuff.
No, and they don't have to get rid of it. It's just a matter of having most people pump their gas and go.
Exactly. Well, almost everybody does. I think I've seen a full service somewhere out of the city, but I don't know. I think you're right. They're gone.
They're gone, and I think you're going to see the same thing.
Yep. Thank you, Rick. Oh. Okay, let us go to Jim in Burlington. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Libby. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to give people a heads up. The one gentleman said that if you go through a cashier, you're safe. Yesterday, I was grocery shopping at 14-0s, and when I was going through the door to leave, my wheels on my cart locked.
And okay, that happens sometimes.
And the manager came running out and said, oh, well, you know, we don't know. Of course, I didn't know what happened, and I was trying to pull a cart from the front. But I went through a cashier. I didn't go to a self-checkout.
What was the issue? Was it just the cart malfunctioning, or were they worried about something in your cart?
Well, I'm not sure. The manager was very polite but didn't say anything. He says, well, sometimes our new system doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. So, that's to prevent the theft of the cart. And they have zones where you can't take the cart beyond them. But yeah, sometimes it malfunctions and it doesn't let you get to your car.
And they didn't let the people behind me get to their cars either, because there was only one door.
Okay, well, that would be a problem. I would say that's definitely a technological problem. We haven't even talked about that. So they're bringing in all this technology. And is it reliable? Thank you for your call. And let us go to Carol in Toronto. Hi, Carol.
Hi. Earlier in the week, there was a discussion on your show about people, if somebody like collapses or something like that, and they were worried about that they didn't have enough experience. But as a nurse, I was always taught, you have to remember that that person is worse off than you, and they need help, and you can't just not help them. And so, you know, a kind word, call 911, put something under their head, talk to them, be comforting to them, and just help them, because they're the one in the situation and they got to be a lot more scared than you.
Well,
if they were having a baby or if they were having a heart attack.
Those were doctors, and they were just saying that they hoped it wouldn't, you know, that some who haven't delivered a baby for a very long time. So they were hoping that that's not what they would be faced with. But they certainly did not say they wouldn't help. They said definitely they would do their best. Thank you for that, Carol. Let us go to Daryl. Hi, Daryl.
Hi there. Thanks for taking I just wanted to point out to all the people calling in defending Loblaws for all the choices they give us. One of your concerns was cashiers losing their jobs. I wonder what kind of choices they had.
Well, exactly. And it seems like a pretty good job. You see all kinds of people as cashiers, from young kids, you know, working after school, people who are new Canadians, all kinds of people. It's a reasonable job for people, I think. The pay isn't fantastic. And, you know, during the pandemic, let's remember, the cashiers were there and it was risky to be there. And there they were, because we all needed food. Remember that. Okay, Daryl, thank you for that. And let's go to Joe in Hamilton, wants to talk about Kategate. Hi, Joe.
Hello. How are you?
Fine. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. Just leave the lady alone. I mean, they're normal. They're normal people. I suppose they're normal people. Whatever is going on in their life should be stayed private. I don't know why people have to stick their noses into their business. That's all. You know, she went through an operation. Maybe she's still in pain. Who knows, right? Just leave her, let her be. Don't come up with all this conspiracy theories. You know what I'm saying? Like, just leave them alone.
Yeah, conspiracy theories definitely are not helpful, but she is the royal family, and they get a lot of, I mean, they are funded by the government, and they do a lot of stuff, and their job is to be out there, and people are fascinated with them.
Yeah, I get that point, but really, like, you know, they have a marital affair, let that be. Just focus on her getting well and carry on with life.
Okay, thanks for that. Okay, Bill in Toronto. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Libby. You know, Shoppers, the self-checkout Shoppers is the best. You go and you check yourself out and you bring your own bag, and then when you're done, the machine says to you, tell us how we did today. Take our survey. They didn't do anything. I did it all.
You make a very good point.
It is. It boggles my mind. But I wanted to call in about Yara Sachs. She had her picture taken with a Palestinian leader.
Okay, let's remind people who she is. She is a liberal cabinet minister. I think she's the minister of addictions or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's a Holocaust denier. He was praising the October 7th attack, and she's holding his hand. But here's the hypocrisy.
Well, There are a lot of issues with the president of Palestine, with Mahmoud Abbas, but better than Hamas is what I'd say, even though it's a very corrupt administration there. And she's, I guess, got to show the flag as a liberal.
Well,
but
here's where I have the problem with it. She says to Leslie Lewis, because she met Christine Anderson, that she's hanging out with Nazis. And in Ottawa, when they were going honk honk, she said that was a symbol for Heil Hitler. I mean, this woman is literally deranged. Does she know what she's doing?
I won't comment on the deranged, but if you're talking about hypocrisy, there's not a shortage of that in the Liberal Party, as far as I can see.
Well, there's a special... Liberal hypocrisy is the special kind. It's off the top. Anyways, that's all I had to say.
Okay, thank you for that. And Brian in Mimico wants to talk about Haiti. Hello, Brian.
Hi. Libby, you remember when they had that terrible earthquake in Haiti years ago? I forget how many now. And we were dumping billions of dollars in there, in the United Nations and everything. I called a talk show that's no longer in existence, and I said, you watch. Years from now, nothing will have changed. It'll be the exact same. You won't see anything being built up or anything like that. And that's how it is now. In fact, it's worse, because now you got all these street gangs and everything. They want to take over the government. Why? They got no money. They want to take hold of all that money that we're going to be stupid enough to dump back in there again. So I don't say we send a single nickel to Haiti. We've got enough things to spend money on instead of wasting it on a basket case like that that's never, ever, ever going to change.
Okay, Brian. I don't know. Maybe something good will happen there for a change. But it's true. A lot of that money went astray. And since Bill was talking about Israel and the war between Hamas and Israel, sort of parenthetically, a lot of that aid money certainly goes astray. It is diverted by UNRWA. Which is connected to Hamas, or at least a lot of the people are. We've seen server farms under UNRWA facilities. They often take the best of the aid that comes in a truck for their own people. And yet, a week ago today, Canada restored funding to UNRWA. And speaking of hypocrisy, when the accusations that UNRWA employees had participated in the October 7th massacre, when that first came out, Canada announced that we were pausing funding. Well, we paused nothing. The government got a huge payment, I think $23 million, out the door early, which I have been told is unheard of. Got it out early, announced that they were pausing, and then is reinstating the funding to this organization before the next payment. And, everyone agrees, I think, that really the population there is suffering. We need to get them aid, but this is not the best way to do it. Anyway, that is my two cents. Let's go back to talking about Loblaw. We have John in Toronto. Hello, John.
Not just Loblaws, but Shoppers or Rexall, all these robot checkout things. You know, most of the complaints into your show are linked and tied into people who embrace lies, not the truth. But when they hate the truth, then they get hit with the truth and then complain in a reactionary manner after it's too late, or until them and their children are feeling the pinch or the burn. We got to be more intelligent. A lot of callers say, do they think we're really stupid? Yeah, they do think you're stupid because of what you do and what you don't do. Now, with respect to these robot machines, if they're going to try and get rid of human beings, I lost myself. Basically, I don't trust those machines. We need to get back to human beings. Cash is king. Don't trust a cashless society. I don't promote Mark of the Beast. No surveillance society. No thank you. And don't trust Trudeau either.
Okay, thank you for that. You mentioned cash there. Not a lot of people carry cash anymore. It can be quite difficult. Anyway, we have had a very interesting conversation today, and we're going to have more interesting conversations next week. The United States might ban TikTok. Now, I don't know how many people in our audience are on TikTok, but millions of people are. And it turns out that Canada had a security investigation of TikTok, because the problem that people have with it is that it's not exactly owned by the Chinese government, but it certainly answers to the Chinese government. They take data, as do all the other big companies, but they take more data. And the worry is that it's a security risk. And that's why there is this law going through the U.S. Congress about banning TikTok. There is a group of mega rich people getting together to try to make a bid for the parent company of TikTok. I don't know if that would solve the problem. It's a company called ByteDance. And now there is apparently a company that, or a group of people who are looking to buy it. So we'll get to all of that on our show on Monday. And that is all the time we have for Fight Back for today and for this week. I'll be back on Monday, and we'll talk then.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.